Heinz has started a petition to get Big Buns and Big Wiener together. Now, you're asking yourself, why? Why on earth would Heinz be so interested in Big Bun and Big Wiener?
Mm-hmm.
Well, aside from the fact that a lot of people do love ketchup and they do mustard too, you know, on their hot dogs. Here's a scene from Father of the Bride. If you've never seen the movie, it is a classic. Steve Martin. Here's a scene where he pretty much explains what the problem is and why Heinz is kind of getting behind this.
I want to buy 8 hot dogs and 8 hot dog buns to go with them. But no one sells 8 hot dog buns. They only sell 12 hot dog buns. So I end up paying for 4 buns I don't need. So I am removing the superfluous buns.
I'm sorry, sir, but you're going to have to pay for all 12 buns. They're not marked individually.
Yeah. You want to know why? Because some big shot over at the Wiener Company got together with some big shot over at the Bun Company and decided to rip off the American public. Because they think the American public is a bunch of trusting nitwits who'll pay for things they don't need rather than make a stink. Well, they're not ripping off this nitwit anymore because I'm not paying for one more thing I don't need. George Banks is saying no.
That's basically what's going on. So Heinz has this petition and they're getting people to sign it. That they're asking, so the wieners, you get 10 wieners. If you're a hot dog buyer, you know this. Mm-hmm. You get 10 wieners, and then you go get the buns, and there's only 8 buns. So then you got to buy a whole nother thing of buns for 2 buns. Or you have 2 extra hot dogs that you do what with? You know, it's a problem. So I thought this was really funny because just the other day, so I don't know what kind of hot dog buns or hamburger buns you like, but here at Casa Cooper, we like the potato buns, the Martin's potato buns. Do you like those?
No, I've never had them.
Oh, my God. It's a whole other experience. The potato buns are amazing. It's our favorite thing. So we always get the potato buns and the potato the hamburger buns and the hot dog buns.
Mm.
Well, I noticed the other day, my boyfriend came home with both. You know, 4th of July, he likes to make a big deal. And we don't have a barbecue, but he likes to pretend that we're having a barbecue here in our kitchen. I noticed the other day that they had, instead of calling it hot dog buns and hamburger buns, they changed the name of the hot dog buns to long rolls. Okay. And they named the hamburger buns, they changed that to sandwich rolls. I was like, okay, PC woke culture has gone too far this time. This is too much. Because what happened was, somebody like me, I don't eat hot dogs. I'm a vegetarian, been a vegetarian my whole life. I eat veggie buns, veggie dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I just put some tuna fish in there. You know, I'll throw that in. I don't mind that it's called hot dog bun, but I guess there's enough people out there that are vegan and vegetarian that have looked at these buns and gotten in touch with the company and said, stop calling them hot dog buns. Nobody here in my house eats hot dogs. Do you want us to stop buying your product? And somebody in marketing went, hang on a minute. We're losing all of these people by calling it hot dog buns because people are having veggie dogs, the impossible burger dogs, whatever those are, those impossible sausage things everyone's eating now, you know? So if you call it hot dog buns, you are cutting out a whole section of the population that no longer eats hot dogs and hamburger. I eat veggie burgers, but I would buy hot dog buns and hamburger buns for my veggie stuff. I understood. I didn't have a problem with it.
That was a meeting somewhere where somebody said, if you call them hamburger buns, you're putting yourself in a corner. You only can sell the hot dog people. But what about the people that want to put peanut butter and jelly on these buns? It's a new experience. So if you call them hamburger buns, I'm not going to buy those because they're only for hamburgers.
I got a secret for you. We were buying the Martin's potato hamburger buns, and my boyfriend would put ham and cheese on them because he's not a moron. He understands that just because it says hamburger bun, we're not contractually obligated to have to use them for hamburgers. It's okay. You can keep calling them hamburger buns. But no, they changed the name. And we just noticed it the other day. And we were up in arms. Everybody in the house, we were just freaking out. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there were people putting gasoline in plastic bags a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to kind of spell it out for people. These can be used more than just hot dogs. You can actually put pepperoni in it or something like that. Something complete. It doesn't have to be a hot dog.
And maybe, but the fact that they called it long roll, like long roll. Like, what is a long roll? What is that even?
Yeah, I'm not going to, if I'm looking for a hot dog bun and I see long roll, I'm not buying that because I don't know if it splits open. I don't want my hot dog to split open. It's a whole thing. I'm going to go next to the next thing and buy the hot dog bun.
I know. I was confused when I first saw long rolls. I was like, wait a minute. Are they dinner rolls? Are they like, I try to figure out, like, you could see the size. Okay, they weren't dinner rolls. Are they long enough for a hot dog? Is that why they're called long rolls? But what if I want to put tuna in there? Am I allowed? Yeah. So this has gone way too far. But I do agree with Heinz. I think that the fact that you buy 10 hot dogs and only get 8 buns or rolls, whatever you want to call them, is not okay.
Yeah. Good job on their marketing department to come out with something different. So.
One of them has to give, either 8 hot dogs or 10 buns. Somebody has to give in.
Mm. Well, why don't the hot dog people make buns? Why don't the buns people make hot dogs?
I know. It's so stupid. It's like, wait a minute.
You can corner the market.
You'd make a fortune.
Or just put the hot dog in the bun and then put that on the shelf. It's automatically ready to go. You just put it in the toaster oven for 1 minute and it's done.
Pre-made. I'm sure it's out there. They
instant
do it with corn dogs.
Dog. Yeah.
They do it with corn dogs. They do it with pigs in a blanket. Just go ahead and do that. We'll be fine. And you know what? We'll decide if we're a vegetarian or not, if we want to eat it or not. You don't have to put a label on it. Just tell us what it is and we'll make the decision.
It's like the car seat people. There's not a separate company that makes car seats and then a separate company that makes cars. They make them together.
Do they?
Yeah. I mean, the car comes with the seats. So the hamburger...
You don't mean a baby seat. You mean the actual seats.
Yeah, like a seat, like a steering wheel. It's not like you buy a car and then you buy a steering wheel. So
it comes with the steering wheel.
It's made by the same people. So make the hamburger and make the bun in the same place.
Yeah, look, they worked it out with the tires. My mother bought a car that was... not a Goodyear, but the tires were Goodyear. So the Goodyear people got together with the Hyundai people and decided that they together were going to put 4 tires, not 3 tires, not 5 tires.
Right.
4 tires, because that's what's needed.
And then we don't have to think about it. One less thing for us to think right. about. Why cereal doesn't come already with milk in it? I don't know.
Well, because that would be soggy. That'd be dumb. That's dumb.
Well, make it. It's 2021. Figure it out.
Now you've gone too far.
Now I'm talking crazy.